Got your Bibles, turn with me. The book of Isaiah, chapter number 9. Isaiah, chapter number 9. Thank you, children. Thank you, adults, also for singing. Amen. Worshiping the Lord. God bless you for getting up this morning, making an effort to get here. Appreciate you coming. I hope and pray you can already say it's good to be at the house of the Lord. I think the psalmist said it's good when they even say it. Go to the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I love the Lord's day. Sure do. Now, if you get just enough religion, you can be miserable. But if you get that old time salvation, birth from heaven, it's a wonderful day. Hallelujah. I won't try to share that God been laying on my heart. I'm going to ask a simple question. Have you lost the wonder? Have you lost the wonder? Have we? And I got to thinking about it, I guess, from the Lord. I got to thinking about Christmas. When you get grown, get as old as I am, it's just, you know, it don't really make a, I mean, it's just a Lord. Other than him, other don't make no difference, really. I love to see kids have a good time. But we don't have that wonder ourselves that we did when we was a kid, do we? I still see it in some grandyoungins and some great-grandyoungins, some of that wonder. It was amazing. But you know what? They still have it. The kid still has that wonder this time of year. Can't wait to get them presents open. You don't watch it. They'll be in there opening and peeping in them. But they ain't hardly wait. See what it's like. But you know, I got to thinking about it. If we could get that excited, us as adults too, about the wonder of all wonders. If you read the book of Acts, you'll find where they did many miracles and wonders. In fact, we have a wonderful Lord. That's what it says in this passage of Scripture. Somebody said, what's that wonder means? It means you're just amazed or marveled at something. Hallelujah. I mean, you're excited about it. You got zeal about it. And so listen, we as the believers and we as the saints of God, somebody said I'm going to make a new resolution. Well, if I'm going to make a new resolution, I think it ought to be this, that we'll get excited and thrilled and marveled about the things of God. Hallelujah. And if we've lost that, I'm going to tell you something. When I can assure you one thing, when you got saved, you really got born again. And listen, when that happened to you, you was amazed, you was marveled, you was excited, you was thrilled, you had all these things bubbling in your soul. Because why? You'd become a new creation, you'd become a new creature. All things had passed away, all things have become new. And that's a wonderful thing. So listen, we don't need to lose our wonder. And if we've lost it, we need to get amazed and stirred up about the things of God. Because he said in this passage of Scripture, in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 9, in verse number 10, not verse number 6, 9:6 of Isaiah, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government shall be, and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it, and with justice from henceforth ever even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Hallelujah. He said it. They said it's something here. He said a child is born and a son given. Listen, you know why? That child was born. God himself became man. Listen, that he might be able to save us. Thank God he did. But a child was born. But a son was given. You know what? He was been the Son of God. Listen, he didn't become the Son of God. He didn't come into existence when he came into this world. He's always been. Listen, somebody say, well, how do you know that? Just read the Bible. Listen what he said. From John chapter number 1. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I'm telling you, before the worlds, listen, who did God say, let us make man in our image? He did. Before the worlds were ever formed, he's always been. That's what it says. It teaches us in this verse. You talking about a wonder? You talking about something to be amazed and marveled at the fact that who our Savior is? Yeah, listen, it was a child is born. That's the babe in the manger. A child was born. But that child was born. But he said a son was given. God gave his son. He gave him to us. What a marvelous gift. I'm telling you, I can't get over that. It's still a wonder. It's still marvelous. Listen, that child was born in that manger. But at the same time, a son was given. Whose son? God's only begotten son. So who was he saying? It tells about a counsel of God also. That's a marvelous thing. In the eternities of eternities of the past. Listen. Before there's ever world was created. Listen, God spoke this into existence. The Bible said all things were created by him, talking about the Lord. In the book of Colossians, in Philippians talks about it. All things were created by him and for him. Nothing that was created without him, thank God. He created this universe. Although he was willing to take down, he said it not. He thought it not equal to be the equal with God. He was God himself. But he said he didn't think it was robbery. Because he came, took upon him the form of a servant, and became man that you and I might be saved. If that don't excite you, what will? That God will become man, come to this world. Ask anybody that's gone on to heaven. You got some loved ones, all of us have. Ask them, do they want to come back to this old cruel world? I can tell you what they tell you. No way. But God did. He left all the splendors of the glories of the Father and come down, took upon him the form of a servant, took this one. Part of the same. Did you know he was every bit man like we are, except one thing? He never sinned. He didn't have that sin nature. But he took this old flesh. But I tell you what he was. He was tempted in all points like we are. Yet without sin. He's the only one that ever could say that. He never sinned. Never. Never has, never will. A son given. child born. Then he says something else. The government shall be upon his shoulder. You know, sometimes when I see all this crookedness, and you see it all in government, from the top down, you know what I think about? One day, he's going to straighten all this out. It's going to be righteous rule. Listen, a lot of them's doing everything they can to tear down, save it on anything to do with God. I'm going to tell you something, it's coming today. He's going to rule. He's going to do it even with a rod of iron. There won't be no crookedness in his government. Folks, that's why he says some's going to rule over so many cities and some over this and all different places. He's going to have some under him, but it's going to be those that he appoints. Hallelujah. He said his name shall be called Wonderful. So I want to say to us this morning, have we lost the wonder about his name? We forget sometimes the powers in his name. His Bible said his name should be called Wonderful. He's a wonder of wonders, and he's wonderful. And his name is wonderful. I'll tell you, it's wonderful in the past, it's wonderful in the present, and it'll be wonderful in the future. It was a wonderful name, even in the early church age. You know what it said? They were saying to him, When he said to that crippled man in the, I believe it's the third or fourth chapter of the book of Acts, he said, I say unto thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Peter took him by the hand. He leaped up and started praising God. Whoa, what a wonderful name. You know what them people thought? They was wondered. They wondered themselves. They amazed at what happened. They said, don't look on us. They said, it wasn't of our power. It wasn't of our strength. It wasn't us doing this. He said, you know the one, I'm paraphrasing it, you know the one that you crucified? He said, God raised him from the dead. And it's through him and in his name, this man stands whole among you this day. What a name. What a name. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. Glory to God. Devils flee from his name. They run from his presence. They can't stand him. His name is powerful and wonderful and glorious. And what a wonder the name of Jesus Christ is. He's a wonder in the past. They call his name Jesus. Why? Because he saved his people from their sins. It's a wonderful thing. He's wonder. He was a wonder in the past eternity. He's always been before the world ever was created. I said a while ago, he's a wonder. It was a wonder then of my wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Now, if you're serving just a little old makeshift, made up Jesus, that won't work. If you got the real one, he's real. And folks, he's alive. He sure is. You ever thought about the Lord? You think about it. I was thinking about it when I was reading some scripture. You know, he was a carpenter. I guess that catches my eye because my daddy was a carpenter. But he was a carpenter. Like Brother Jimmy's daddy was a carpenter. But he was a carpenter. But you know what? I got to think about it. He never had a place to lay his head. But guess what? Hey. But he did say, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Woo! What a carpenter! When he'd gone to prepare that place for us. I can tell you, he'll be the architect of it. He'll be the carpenter of it. He's a wonder of it. He's gone to prepare a place for us. He didn't prepare him one when he was here. Listen, he slept in the mountains, prayed all night. Never had a place, the Bible said. Foxes have holes. The birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. He was willing to leave the splendors of heaven. Come to this old world. Not have a place to lay his head. Thank God. But he did it for you. And he did it for me. What a Savior. What a Lord. What a wonder. It's a wonder of all wonders that he did do that for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What a wonder. That's my Lord. That's him. His name should be called Wonderful. It's wonderful. It's got power in that name. It's got promises in that name. Hallelujah. Why do you think we pray and say, in Jesus' name? You know why? That's the only way we can get a prayer through him. See, not only in Jesus' name we pray in him, but he's at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. With groanings. It cannot be uttered. I'm going to tell you something. The Holy Ghost is doing that here. And so his name is Wonderful. Wonderful. It is. It's wonderful in the past of eternities. You know what? No, he didn't ever own a piece of property while he was here. Although he owned the world. Isn't that amazing? That's why he was willing to empty himself and come. Walk in this old sin-cursed world. Die on a cross for you and for me. That we could have this eternal life. What a Savior. No wonder. It's a wonder. No wonder his name's called Wonderful. Whew. Wonderful. Sometimes it gets springing up in my soul how wonderful it is to be his child, Brother Lee. Hallelujah. His name should be called Wonderful. Not only that, but he called Counselor. I'm going to tell you something. You'll get a lot of counsel from a lot of people. But you better check with the Lord. Amen. He's the real counselor. Oh, I know he uses humans, he uses different ones. I understand that. But you better check the other counsel and see if it lines up with his book. Because he's the counselor. And you know what? Throughout back of eternity, he's a counselor in the counsel of God. For this ever begin where we are now. And eternity's past. David's the council went on. Tell you something, none of this caught God by surprise. It did not. You say, well, he put man in the Garden of Eden. I guess he thought that's going to be it. No, he knew exactly what was going to happen. He knew exactly what he's going to do. How could he have chosen me before the foundation of the world if he hadn't? You say, well, I don't like that choosing. I'm so glad he chose me. Amen. You know what we used to play? We used to line up and two of us would get over there, and y'all probably remember this in school. He choose who he won't be on his team. He choose who he won't be on his team. And we get out on that clay dirt. without a pad on, play tackle football. But you know what? We're choosing. What I'm said that to say this. Some wanted to be on a certain team, but you know what? They had to go where they were chosen. And I'm so glad that one day that God, in His sovereign grace and mercy, chose me. Hallelujah. Hey, I wasn't looking for Him. Neither was Paul on the road to Damascus. But God came to him. And that's why he came. See, we couldn't get up by where he was. He left heaven, the splendors of glory, and came on this earth, born in a manger. Listen, wrapped in swaddling clothes. In a stable where the animals, listen, were kept. Listen, because there's no room for him in the inn. And there's not room in a lot of people's inns now for Christ. But he's a counselor. He'll give you good advice. He'll counsel you. He'll comfort you. He'll encourage you. Hallelujah. He will. See, the Holy Ghost is our comforter. I'm glad he is. That's what Jesus said. I'm going back. He said, I'm going back to the Father. He said, I'm going to send you another comforter. You know what? I'm glad. Now, where does he live? Right in here. Now, I realize not every one of us, and sometimes all of us get empty as I don't know what, as far as being filled with the Spirit. All of us not filled with the Spirit, sure not all filled all the time, but I'm telling you, that's why we need some refillings. But we do all have the Holy Spirit. If you've been born again. But the Holy Ghost, listen, comes and fills us. He does that for service. He does that to strengthen us, encourage us, and to be a witness for Him. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God. Now, Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit, that's all the same. Sometimes in the Bible it says Holy Spirit, sometimes it says Holy Ghost. But thank God, Jesus did send him back. And he's still with us. Still with us. Glory to God. And you know what's holding back some of the wickedness today? He is. Here's what's going to happen. He that will let until he be taken out of the way. Then you're talking about evil, and you think it's wicked and evil now. It's bad enough now. But when the church is gone and the Holy Ghost moves out, and you're talking about all hell turned loose on this earth. It's going to be an awful time. Folks, I want to tell you something. You don't want to be left behind. You don't want to miss the rapture. So you better just take heed to his counseling. Now like what he said in verse 6, we're going to move on quickly. The mighty God. Mighty God. Who is this child that's born? Who is this son that's given? I'll tell you who he is. His name's Wonderful. He's a counselor. And he is the mighty God. Did you know if he wasn't God in the flesh, listen, he couldn't save us. He's the only one. He said, preacher, explain that to me. I just believe it. I won't try to explain it. You explain this, when Jesus was baptized in the river of Jordan, the Holy Ghost descended on him like a dove. Had a voice from heaven that spoke and said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so, you explain that. He didn't say we had to explain it. I'll tell you what you got to do. Just believe it. I believe that Jesus Christ, listen, I believe he's God's son, but I believe he's God manifested in the flesh. He came to this world. Listen, this in the beginning was the Word. And the Word, listen, was God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh. Hallelujah. So God just come down here and took upon him a body. Was willing to take a body up and went, listen, be born like you was and like I was. Amen. And was willing to do that and become part. You see, that's what the Bible said. He became part of the same. He didn't have that tainted blood. You say, how come he didn't have that? He was conceived by the Holy Ghost. He had no earthly father. Don't anybody ever tell you Jesus had an earthly father. He didn't. No, sir. He was even thought about putting Mary aside quietly because she was found with child. But God sent an angel to him and said to him, don't you fear. You ain't got to worry about it. He said, you just go ahead and take her as your wife. See, that holy one in her is a holy one of God. Hey, she, listen, conception came. She was a virgin. Amen. She was a virgin. And she had a child. That's not normal. That don't happen. But you know what? This was a God intervention. And the Holy Ghost overshadowed her. And she brought forth a son. And a son was given while that child was born. Hallelujah. And he is the mighty God. But here's the secret of what Jesus did when he's on this earth. Here's why. He even said, "You could these works I do, you can do in greater too." Well, we know we can't do the works of God, but you know how he did the works? He did them as man. Did you ever thought about that? He did them as man, as his manhood. Why do you think he went out as a man? He went out into the garden on the mountain. He went into the mountain. Sometimes he'd pray all night long. Communion with the Father and fellowshipping with him. But he did his works and his miracles. He did his wonders and all the rest of them as a man. You see, the Spirit of God came on him. It was the Spirit, although he was God manifested in the flesh. But thank God, hey, he did those works. He did those wonders. And those miracles. Yes, he did. He could still speak that word. He could say, Lazarus, he could have said, all y'all in that grave, just come out. But he called him by name. And guess who got up? Lazarus. He did. Why do you think when they come to arrest him in the garden that night when Judas betrayed him, why do you think when he said, who seek ye? They fell backwards. What power and authority is in that powerful name of Jesus? So I still wonder. He spoke those words, and today this wonderful power still in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Been a few times I said, help me, Jesus. And I needed it quick. And I got it. All because of him. Help me, Jesus. You know what? He spoke those words in that garden when they come to arrest him. You know what? Oh, Peter's going to help him, you know, remember that? Quacked off one's ear. He picks it back up and puts it back on. You know what he could have done? He could have called 10,000 angels. Or just kept speaking the word. He could have called them to come to his rescue if he so desired. But no, he was willing to give his life for you, for me. My Lord was. So you no wonder he's marvelous. Hallelujah. You know, I don't want to ever lose my wonder or the wonder of his past. I don't want to ever lose the wonder or the wonder of his present. He's ever with us. He's always near if we need him. He's omnipresent. I guess that's the right word. I get mixed up on all them presents, they say. But I just say it like this. He's everywhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I go home, he'll be right there. When I get on the road, he's right there. You go home, he'll be there. He's everywhere. And I don't want to never lose my wonder. Of the wonder. And you know what wonder I can't ever get over? The wonder of wonder. That he'd save an old wretch like me. Lord, you know I was rotten and unworthy, but you had mercy on me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He said he weren't looking at what I'd done. He gonna wash that away. Put it in the seal of forgiveness. Put all of it behind me. Hallelujah. You ever run into somebody who wants to remind you of something in the past? I'm going to tell you what. You can remind us sometime. I'm going to tell you something. You won't remind God. You say, why? He said he cast our sins. Listen, to never remember them. The depths of the sea. Never to remember them. How long? No more. I don't ever get over that marvel. What he did for me in the past, what he's doing for me in the present. But in closing, I don't want to never get over the marvelous, his marvelous grace. Now listen, what he's got for us in the future. You know what I think we do a lot of times? I really think we get so bogged down in this world. I think we forget. And we'll lose our wonder about what he's got waiting on us. You ought to heard my old grandma on that hot nursing home right over in that bed. I was talking about what she saw. Well, she was unconscious for a month. She come back around. You know what they were doing? Saw the beautiful city. She said it was the bright and prettiest thing she'd ever seen. I said, what else do you see? She said, I saw a bunch of people. I said, Grandma, what was they doing? She said, they was a dancing and a singing. I don't want to lose the wonder of that glorious place that this carpenter of carpenters, this builder of builders, this creator of creator has gone to prepare for me. Hallelujah. I don't want to lose that wonder. I don't want to lose the wonder of heaven. What he's got prepared for me. What a glorious, wonderful time we got waiting for us on the other side. Watch it now. We get blind to it. Don't watch this whole world try to disturb us. Hey, just get excited. You're on the way to heaven. And we could be a heartbeat away. It's all it takes. Wonder of wonders. Well, our Lord, our wonderful Lord, what a wonder He is. He's marvelous. Hallelujah. You know what? The murdered disciples were still excited. Some of them were still excited when they was crucified. They were martyred, a lot of them. They still had that excitement, that wonder of our wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'll ask this question as we close. Have you lost the wonder? Are you marveled? Are you excited? Are you thrilled? If you're not, we need to say, Lord, stir me up again. How many has ever been in a church where you've seen them get up and do the Jericho shout, Jericho march? You ever heard that? You ever heard of that? I have. Well, don't be embarrassed to raise your hand. That's all right. You can say what you want to. I'm going to tell you something. 60 years ago, when we was kids, people didn't have very much in this life. But they had a wonder and a marvel what they were looking for on the other side. I'm telling you. I'm talking about them days when you put your food in the safe from dinner and eat it that night. I'm talking about them days when you cooked on a wood stove. I'm talking about them days when all electricity had maybe was a light, and some days before I could remember didn't even have that. But we got all these good things now. But we got excited about it all. And we've lost the main sight that we need of the Lord. And you know what? I'm praying God get us back. I ain't saying take all this stuff away from them, because they take a lot of nice things we got. Just suppose, what if God took our air conditions away? What in the world would we do? I'm serious. You ever thought about that? Because some of you don't remember when they weren't any. I'm telling you, we need to go to praising God for what we got. Glorifying Him. Magnifying Him. Our wonderful Lord. So Jesus, He's the reason, somebody said, for the season. Amen. Would you stand with me?